So tell me about your background in cooking. It comes from your parents, doesn't it?
It comes from my parents. It was very interesting because even though I made my first dish when I was 10, and it's because I was watching the Food Network and watching Emma cook, I think my true passion was here before I was even born, because my family had a Latin restaurant. Mm-hmm. And every day, I remember being 3 and 4 years old, I would go to the kitchen, "Mom, what are you cooking? Why does it smell like this? Why are you adding that? Why are you cutting it up this way?" So ever since I was little, I was around the entire food industry environment. So I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Do you remember the first meal you cooked? What it was?
I remember the first meal I cooked. I was 10 years old, and I made an arroz con pollo. So that's a rice with chicken. And I made it all by myself. I was 10 years old. I had some pocket change. I went downstairs to the local grocery store. I bought everything. I didn't even know what I was buying. I took it upstairs, and I just created my own arroz con pollo. Nobody was there, no adult supervision, nothing.
Oh, geez. A stove and no adult supervision, yeah. And you've lived to tell the tale.
Yes, and I lived to tell the tale. But the funny thing is, when I get home, my mom is like, "Who made this?" I'm like, no, I made it, Mom, with Emerald's help. Who's Emerald? I'm like, "Oh, Mom, Emerald's this guy on TV." And he goes, "Bam!" And I love him. I want to be like him. She's like, "I told you not to talk to strangers." I'm like, no, Mom. It's just a chef on TV. She's like, "Let me see him." I'm like, "Okay." And I put him on. I'm like, "Wait, he doesn't come up till 7.
I love Emerald. I think Emerald was one of the first TV chefs I can remember watching, too. He made it fun. He made it entertaining. But you walked away knowing how to do something, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, you know, even if you didn't take something away from it, I promise, and it's my philosophy too, even if you didn't learn how to make something, you would leave at least smiling or feeling happy or with a good laugh.
Oh, I love them. Absolutely love them. So that was your motivation, but how did you really take those first steps to becoming a chef?
So when I was in high school, I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be something with the law field or political field. And one of my teachers told me, "Hey, Le Cordon Bleu is doing a baking competition." I'm like, "Oh, no. I am not a baker. God knows I can make a good mess." They're like, "No, try it out. What's the worst that could happen?" So the answer to that is everything. So I went that day. I caught my fire caught on fire. My towel caught on fire. I cooked myself, washed myself in cream. I got everyone filled with flour because I put the mixture too high. My tart never set. I called it a tart smoothie to try to get away with it. The judges laughed at me. It was the worst day of my life. But then I went to school, and 2 weeks later, my teachers are like, "Now they're doing a cooking competition." I'm like, no, it's okay. You know, Judge Judy does a great job on TV. I want to be like her now. I don't want to be like Cameron anymore. It's too stressful. And she's like, no, you know, you can't be doing this. You're giving up too early. I'm like, "No, you know, it's not meant for me. You know, the flour and the cream and snow and the judges laughing." She's like, no, Chris, you're giving up. So I'm like, I left it there. And 2 weeks later, I received an acceptance letter to participate in the scholarship. And I called the school. I'm like, "Oh, I didn't submit this. It must be a big mistake." And she's like, "No, it came from this email. My teacher had submitted my scholarship application for the contestant. The contest without me knowing." So I'm like, I went up to her and she's like, "You need to go. You were giving up and I needed to motivate you." So that day I show up. Again, I was going to cook something I didn't even know. I hadn't practiced it. So right there, some girl says, "What are you cooking?" No, I asked her, "What are you cooking?" She's like, "Pasta." I'm like, "You're making pasta for $10,000? She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "What are you cooking?" And I didn't even know the name of the dish. So when we're about to start, something inside of my heart tells me, just follow your heart. Just cook from your heart. Just do what you did when you were 10 years old. You didn't know what you were doing, but you were having fun. And that's what I did. And that day I won a first place $10,000 scholarship to Le Cordon Bleu.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, you're in a very competitive situation right now with Food Network Star. How did that come about?
Well, it was at the age of 10 years old that I saw Food Network for the first time. And I think it had something to do with having a dream, working hard for it, and making it happen. You know, throughout the years, I created my own platform on YouTube with YouTube videos, with all the causes I support, with the things I do with the community, with my catering business and whatnot. So all of these things, I think, combined, you know, does make a lot of noise, and I think that that had something to do with it.
Well, walking into a situation like trying to be the next Food Network star, that is a lot on your plate. How did it feel to do that? I know it's going to premiere this Sunday. Tell me what it was like to even be chosen.
It's everything. In the food world, it's everything. But for me, what it means is it's like giving a trophy to my inner 10-year-old. You know, life wasn't so easy for me growing up. My dad went away for 19 years. My mom, she had 3 jobs, so I was never around mom. That's why I was able to get away with cooking the meal.
Uh-huh.
And we had lost our home. We lost our restaurant. We lost everything. I lost my family. I went from that to seeing some light when I saw the Food Network at the age of 10. And I used it without knowing, you know, now as an adult, I could reflect on it, but I used it as a form of therapy to help me forget everything that was going on at that point. So for me, it means giving that inner child an award and saying, you know, this is the fruit from all of that suffering. Here's how we turned it around. Thank you for, you know, putting that dream inside of me, and this is for you. So that's, you know, besides the great things that comes with the Food Network star, this is what it means to me. So the pressure is definitely there for myself, you know, my inner trophy, and then obviously for everyone else in the world.
How does that inner child emerge when you're under pressure? Does he behave?
Actually, I'm very good under pressure. I'm very good. I'm very good at making a mess in like a minute. So I'm very fast, very fast. That's definitely speed is a part of me. But the inner child, yes. And he kind of guides me through the whole thing, especially in presentation.
Presentation is important. Do you believe that we eat with our eyes first?
Yes. If you look at my Instagram on Chris Valdez 1, when I plate something, I try to make it like if it's a piece of art. So I stop what I'm doing and I forget it's food and I plate it as if it was art. Why? Because people eat with their eyes first. I tell people, if it doesn't look good out here, it's not going inside of my mouth.
Oh, so absolutely.
I think it's a good book.
So did you mentioned Emerald growing up being your greatest influence. What about the people that you've met on Food Network Star? Was there anybody that, I don't know, out and out intimidated you just a little bit, like Bobby Flay?
Well, for the rest of the judges, everyone's going to have to tune in to this Sunday to see them.
Okay.
For our mentors, Bobby and Jada, I also, and I, you know, I try not to say this because I didn't want them to say, oh, you're saying we're old. But I'm like, I also grew up watching them, and they, you know, definitely, first of all, it's surreal to have them in front of you as mentors. And second of all, it's just the coolest thing in this world. But there's other amazing guests. But yes, everyone's going to have to tune in on Sunday to see that.
Ah, you're going to make us work for that. Well, it's a good time for everybody to reprogram the DVR and make sure that you get the entire series so we can follow you. Let's give all your social media accounts one more time so people can follow you online.
My Instagram account is Chris Valdez. Valdez is with an S, so Chris Valdez 1. My Facebook is Chris Valdez 91, and my Twitter is Chris _ Valdez 91.
And if we happen to drop by Miami, where can we find you?
You can't find me. I live down south. If you want to really find me, hope I don't owe anyone that much money. you can find me. I own a catering company. I own Best Chef Catering. So what we do is catering, and even though I only oversee it. So yes, you want to see me, you could go on YouTube and put Chris Valdez, and I have my Cooking with Chris YouTube series, or you could watch me this Sunday on the next Food Network Star at 9 p.m.